Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. O good soul, does not a thing applied therapeutically cure a disease which was caused by that very same thing? Purport. An expert physician treats his patients with a therapeutic diet. For example, milk preparations sometimes cause disorder of the bowels. But the very same milk converted into curd and mixed with some other remedial ingredients cures such disorders. Similarly, the threefold miseries of material existence cannot be mitigated simply by material activities. Such activities have to be spiritualized, just as by fire iron is made red hot, and thereby the action of fire begins. Similarly, the material conception of a thing is at once changed as soon as it is put into the service of the Lord. That is the secret of success. We should not try to lord it over the material nature, nor should we reject material things. The best way to make the best use of a bad bargain is to use everything in relation to the Supreme Spiritual Being. Everything is an emanation from the Supreme Spirit, and by His inconceivable power, He can convert spirit into matter and matter into spirit. Therefore, a material thing, so-called, is at once turned into a spiritual force by the great will of the Lord. The necessary condition for such a change is to employ so-called matter in the service of the Spirit. That is the way to treat our material diseases and elevate ourselves to the spiritual plane where there is no misery, no lamentation, and no fear. When everything is thus employed in the service of the Lord, we can experience that there is nothing except the Supreme Brahman. The Vedic mantra that everything is Brahman is thus realized by us. Please repeat the translation. O good soul, does not a thing applied therapeutically cure a disease which was caused by that very same thing? Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Namomanobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Tadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padang Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Nitinamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Srila Narad Muni is describing something very mystical, and that is the transformation of matter into spirit. And that is something we as devotees are doing every day perhaps sometimes without consciously realizing it or recognizing it. And what is even more astonishing is that matter is only so called. This is something very interesting. Right from the beginning of our Krishna consciousness, we are told that there is matter and there is spirit. There is a body and there is a soul. And there is a fundamental difference between the two. So is there a fundamental difference between the two? Yes, there is. But from another point of view, there isn't. It depends on whose point of view we are looking from. If we are looking at things from the point of view of the conditioned living entity, who is ignorant of his own identity as the spirit soul, who is ignorant of Krishna as a supreme source of everything, as the material world having emanated from that supreme personality, Krishna, then yes, it is fundamental. There is a distinction, body and soul. So when we come into Krishna consciousness, we must be convinced about this fact. It is a truth, after all. However, as we go deeper into Krishna consciousness, we end up hearing things that perhaps seem contradictory to what we learned when we first became devotees. Yes? Sometimes jokingly, I say that when I first came into the movement, I learned that I am not the body, but now I am realizing I am the body. When the body starts giving you so many aches and pains, you start realizing that you are the body. But that's just a joke. But fundamentally speaking, at a philosophical level, what is matter and what is spirit? It's a very important question. Everything emanates from Krishna. So everything is spiritual. But that, of course, should not be misunderstood and misapplied. So no one can take this argument to say that because everything is spiritual, therefore I can partake of some item that is prohibited, let's say alcohol or something like that. No. If that person is in that consciousness, then he or she must make that distinction between matter and spirit. So from Krishna's point of view, there is no difference between matter and spirit. The electrical engineer, Srila Prabhupada explains in one class, for him, he just manipulates electrical energy differently. In one case, he uses it to produce cold. In another case, he uses it to produce heat. Electricity is neither hot nor cold. So similarly, the energy of Krishna is the energy of Krishna. From Krishna's point of view, it's all the same. But from the conditioned living entity's point of view, there is a difference. It depends on the instrument through whom that energy is being diverted or is being utilized. So if that instrument is the conditioned living entity, then yes, we see that distinction. And when the instrument is a Paramahamsa, self-realized soul, then there is no difference. So what happens when we engage in the devotional service of the Lord is what is being described here. Prabodhananda Saraswati, the great Acharya in our Sampradaya, the uncle of Gopala Bhatta Goswami, he explains what happens when one receives the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when one becomes a devotee of the Lord. Kaivalyam narakayate. He says the idea of merging into the impersonal Brahman seems hellish. Tridashapura akasha pushpayate. The attainment of the heavenly planets and all the celestial delights available in those planets seems simply like phantasmagoria, to use Prabhupada's word. Phantasmagoria means a fantasy land. Akasha Pushpa is a flower in the sky. It's an imaginary thing. You never see flowers in the sky. So similarly, this kind of celestial delight that's available in the heavenly planets is also fantasy, phantasmagoria. It has no value for a pure devotee of the Lord. So, Tridashapur Akasha Pushpayate Durdant Indriya Kala Sarpa Patali Protkhat Damishtrayate. He says these indriyas, these senses are durdanta, formidable. Very difficult to control them. And therefore they have been compared to a multitude of poisonous snakes. Snakes who have poisonous fangs. Kala Sarpa Patali. Patali means a multitude. Kala Sarpa means a poisonous snake. So this Durdanta Indriya, these formidable senses have been compared to snakes with poisonous fangs. So what can you do when you're confronted with these poisonous snakes? There's not much you can do. However, for one who has become a devotee of the Lord, what happens? Protkhata damshtrayate. These poisonous fangs are removed. So therefore the snakes become harmless. So similarly, the senses that are not engaged in the service of the Lord are formidable. They become our enemies. And they can cause us misery, enormous misery. They entangle us in the cycle of birth and death. And this gives rise to untold miseries. However, when those same senses are now used in the service of Lord Krishna, then the poisonous fangs, so to speak, of the senses are removed. The senses now do not become agents of degradation and misery. Rather, they become agents of bliss. Because these very senses will now give us a higher experience of devotional service. Vishvam Purna Sukhayate. And then he says, the Vishvam means the entire universe. Purna means complete. Sukhayate means the cause of happiness. So this material world is the cause of complete happiness. And that's not what we hear when we first become devotees. What we hear is Dukkha Layam Mashashvatam. This material world is a place of misery. So is it a place of misery or is it not a place of misery? Well, yes and no. For us ordinary souls of this world, struggling with the three modes of material nature, struggling with Krishna conscious advancement in this world, yes, it is. For the conditioned living entities, it is a place of misery. But for someone like Prabodhananda Saraswati, Vishvam Purna Sukhayate. It's bliss because he is experiencing an internal bliss. And when you're internally blissful, everything outside looks wonderful. The birds are flying in the sky, the sun is shining, yes? Everything is wonderful when you are feeling blissful from within. But if we are feeling miserable from within, you may be in the most scenic and beautiful place. But then nothing seems palatable, nothing is relishable. So it's the state of consciousness that's most important. So Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur is feeling so much bliss from within himself with the devotional service of Krishna that everything seems just happy. And that's actually the spiritual world. So it is in this sense that Srila Prabhupada explains or uses the word matter by prefixing it with so-called matter. It is so-called matter because the distinction is artificial. The distinction is artificial because there is a defect in our vision, in our perspective of things. What is that defect? The defect in the vision is that we see things separate from Krishna. That is where the problem arises. If we see the connection of everything with Krishna, that Krishna is the origin of everything, and therefore everything must be used in his service, and we actually do that, then our vision is perfect. Now we are in the process of training ourselves to develop that vision. And we are practicing also using everything that we see around us in Krishna's service. And we sometimes fail. We mostly use things in Krishna's service, but sometimes we use them in our service as well, without regard to Krishna. So that's called sense gratification. However, when that very same sense gratification is done in connection with Krishna, then that is Krishna consciousness. So this is how so-called material things are transformed into spiritual things. And the technique for that, the spiritual technology, is to utilize everything in Krishna's service. Now this verse is very instructive. I'll read the translation again. O good soul, does not a thing applied therapeutically cure a disease which was caused by that very same thing? And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada gives the example of milk. In a lecture on this verse in Vrindavan in 1974, Srila Prabhupada explained this a little more in detail. He was saying, when you take, let's say, a milk sweet, or some item, a derivative of milk, or even too much milk itself, in large quantity, then you have some disease. There is an accumulation of mucus, and there are various types of bowel disorders. However, that same milk, when it is transformed into curd, you call it yogurt here, and you add a little salt, a little black pepper, and a little lemon, then that becomes a cure or a remedy for the disease that was caused by taking too much of milk or too much of milk sweet. So in the same way, it is work, it is activity, it is karma that is the cause of our bondage and suffering in this world. When one tries to work for the gratification of one's senses alone, then that causes misery. When that work is employed, when those senses are employed in the service of the Lord, then that very work becomes the cause of our liberation. That's the important distinction here. Atmendriya priti vancha tare boli kam, Krishnendriya priti icha dhare premanam. As we hear in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, when one endeavors for satisfying one's own senses, that is called kama, or material desire, or lust. However, when we try to satisfy the senses of Krishna, then that is called prema. So we may say, well, I'm not on the platform of prema, of pure love of Godhead. Perhaps not, but at least we are trying. We are trying to use everything we have in Krishna's service. This is called sadhana bhakti. And when we do that, those things that are so-called material, they become spiritualized. In this purport, Srila Prabhupada gives the example that he often repeats. That is the example of iron coming in contact with fire. Iron has certain qualities. Fire has certain qualities. When iron comes in touch with fire, the iron acquires the qualities of fire. And someone may say, well, it's still iron. And Prabhupada responds by saying, touch it. So when you touch the iron, the finger burns. Because the iron has acquired the quality of fire. The quality of fire is that it burns whatever it comes in touch with. So the proof that iron has acquired the quality of fire is that when you touch it, it burns. Normally, iron would not burn you. But iron that has been in contact with fire for a certain period of time would burn our finger if we were to touch it. Srila Prabhupada explains that this is exactly how Krishna consciousness works. This material body becomes spiritualized. Because it is now in contact with Krishna through the process of devotional service. But he cautions, it must be continuously in Krishna consciousness. Inasmuch as the iron can retain the quality of fire only so long as it is in touch with the fire. If you remove the iron from contact with the fire, then the iron loses the quality of fire. So if we engage our senses, our body, our mind, our intelligence in Krishna's service, all these things become spiritualized. But if we stop using them in the service of Krishna, they revert to their original material quality. So we must continue being in the service of Krishna. So it's a 24/7 thing. Then the body remains spiritualized. Another example that Srila Prabhupada gives is of gold. What does it mean when we say that the body is spiritualized? He uses the Sanskrit word svarnamaya. A certain grammatical rule, mayat pratyaya, which maya means full of. For example, Mother Yashoda is sometimes called Krishna Mayi in the Bhagavatam. Krishna Mayi means she is full of Krishna. Full of Krishna means her consciousness is full of Krishna. Or we say something is spiritual, is chin maya. Chin means spiritual, maya means full of. So similarly, something is Swarnamaya. This word Swarnamaya, Prabhupada explains in that lecture, can be used in two situations. One, when there's an object made of solid gold. So you say it is Swarnamaya. It is full of gold. But Prabhupada explains, you can also use the word Swarnamaya when an object may not be directly made of gold, but it is covered with gold. Gold plating. And there's a fair amount of gold in that's covering that object. Then also it's justified to say Swarnamaya. So he says similarly this material body becomes spiritualized. So you could remember this analogy of the strong thick gold plating on some object. So that is how we become spiritualized. Our whole body becomes spiritualized. So the example of the iron in touch with fire is very interesting. Another example that Srila Prabhupada gives in this regard, an analogy, is of a copper wire. When you touch a normal copper wire, it doesn't give you any sensation of shock. However, Copper is a good conductor of electricity. So when electricity passes through that wire and then you touch that copper wire, you get an electric shock. So now the copper has acquired the qualities of electricity. Electricity gives you a shock. A copper wire normally does not give us a shock. So because electric current is passing through the copper wire, so it gives anyone who comes in touch with it an electric shock. So similarly, when the current of devotional service passes through us, which means when we engage our mind, senses, intelligence, etc. in devotional service, then we become spiritualized. And then everything we use around us, every object can also be spiritualized. The food becomes spiritualized. Another example, Srila Prabhupada says, is nowadays people have dancing halls and they use cement, they use steel and brick and so on to make halls in which they go to dance. And he says they dance and that causes material bondage because you're engaged in material sense gratification. And they have singing and dancing in those rooms. But we use the same cement and steel and so on, and we make a temple building, and then we have singing and dancing for Krishna. And that very singing and dancing becomes a cause of liberation. So in one case, the cement and steel causes bondage, and we're utilizing that cement and steel in devotional service. So that cement and steel also gets spiritualized because it is being used in the service of Krishna. Prabhupada concludes his purport by saying the Vedic mantra that everything is Brahman is thus realized by us. The mantra that Prabhupada is referring to here is Sarva Kalva Idam Brahma. It is a mantra that appears in the Upanishads. That means everything is Brahman, everything is spiritual substance. So we can realize this truly when we understand this principle of how everything is spirit when it is used in the service of Krishna. But the Mayavadis use it wrongly. They invoke this mantra wrongly to say that everything is Brahman in the sense that we are also Brahman, you are Brahman, I'm God, you are God, we are all God. But that's not what it really means. This is the purport and the significance of this mantra, Sarva Kalva Idam Brahma. And if one is in this consciousness, then like Prahlad, one will be engrossed in the hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord and other forms of devotional service. Then one will remain happy, even in the midst of difficulty. The body will give difficulty, the body will give some pain. You know, when we go there, we'll experience so many causes of annoyance and irritation. People will do so many things. But internally, we will still be experiencing a certain joy. As Prahlad says, Naivod vijay paradrotyaya vaitaranyasvad viryagayana mahamritamagna chittaha shoche tato vimukha chetasa indriyartha maya sukhaya bharamudvahato vimudhan. So Prahlad says in the Srimad Bhagavatam, my dear Lord, even though this material world is so fearsome and is full of difficulties, but I am okay. I have no issue. I am experiencing happiness because my consciousness is completely absorbed or engrossed in the glorification of your name, form, pastimes, abode, etc. But if at all I have any lamentation, it is for those people who have turned averse to you, whose consciousness is opposed to you, and who think that by enjoying this, trying to enjoy this world, they will be happy. I only grieve for them. That is the only misery in my life. My misery is for the others who are not in Krishna consciousness. So the formula for us, therefore, is to adopt this mystical process of devotional service, to use everything in Krishna's service, to spiritualize everything, and that's what the Krishna consciousness movement is all about. Spiritualizing the entire world, beginning with ourselves. When we practice devotional service in all sincerity, and we use everything around us in Krishna's service, and we spread this consciousness everywhere, we will move towards a stage where the whole world will be swaranamaya, or it will be like gold, like spiritual substance, devotional service. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.